Welcome to the Basic Money Matters Show, where we will discuss tools and tips to help you manage your money. Are you ready to get your finances in order? Well, here's your host, Annette Sullivan, certified public accountant and owner of Temple Management Consulting, to show us how.
The Biden-Harris administration announced this week several reforms to the Paycheck Protection Program to allow the smallest of businesses in the United States to be able to access these funds. So if you are a small business, definition meaning sole proprietor, you're an independent contractor, self-employed, that means you. It doesn't matter what type of business you're running. If you are a small business of less than 20 employees and you're operating as a sole proprietorship, an independent contractor, you are an independent contractor, or you are what you call self-employed, all of these basically mean the same thing. You have less than 20 employees, and most times it's just you. You have an opportunity, a much better opportunity, to access the Paycheck Protection Program funds in round two. So let's talk about this. In January of 2021, PPP2 began. It's the second round of funding for the PPP program. Now, initially, up until this week, all businesses, large businesses, small business, everyone can apply. And you can apply from January all the way to March 31st. However, the good news is this: the Biden-Harris administration recognizes the inequities around the access for Black and Brown small businesses to get these funds. Based on what happened in PPP1, a lot of larger businesses, medium-sized businesses, were able to get these funds far easier than Black and Brown businesses. So basically, the goal, the objective, the announcement that was made this week by the new administration is that, hey, pause. We're going to stop. And we are now going to do all that we possibly can to help these struggling small businesses of less than 20 employees operating as independent contractors, operating as sole proprietors, operating as self-employed individuals. We need you to be able to access these funds. So that is absolutely fantastic news. If you are listening and you are a business owner and you have been impacted and have impacted as a result of this pandemic, whether you received funding in the last round, it doesn't matter. You still can potentially apply in this round. So what I want to do is talk about, I'm essentially going to just lay out for you from the White House briefing room. They have a fact sheet that essentially walks through what these changes are that's going to be helpful for you business owners, small business owners, so you can recognize that you can clearly see the focus is on you. So the first thing is that, you know, in PPP1, there were a lot of large businesses that got the money. There were smaller businesses as well. And so what we see now so far in PPP2, the share of funding that's going to small businesses with fewer than 10 employees is up nearly 60%. So far from the beginning of January to now, small businesses with less than 10 employees is getting more money than in the previous funding round. We also see since January, the share of funding going to small businesses in rural areas is up nearly 30%. And this is according to the White House briefing room. The share of funding that's been distributed through community development financial institutions and minority institutions is up more than 40%. So these are great things. This is definitely a progress from PPP1, which ended in August of last year, to now the new PPP2, which started in January. So PPP2 has been opened in January, and so a little less than 2 months, okay? But the Biden-Harris administration essentially is saying, hey, we are glad about this progress, but we want to build on this success by further targeting these PPP funds to the smallest businesses and those that have been left behind in the previous efforts. Many of you have been left behind. In the last round, if you had a Schedule C, if you did not have a profit in your business, you ended up not getting money. I believe, from what I have seen so far, is that that will not hinder you in this round, that there is a potentially upcoming change in the way things will be calculated that will allow you, even if you did not make a profit, to be able to still get PPP funding. That is huge. So the Biden-Harris administration essentially will do specifically these things. And we should see these changes start immediately. So as of Wednesday, February the 24th, the Biden-Harris administration will instituted a 14-day period during which only businesses with fewer than 20 employees can apply for relief through the program, which means that larger businesses are shut out for 2 weeks. And not even larger. I mean, there are some businesses, you know, that's been operating for 100 years and they have 30 employees. They can't even apply. So as you see, this change is truly targeting you as a small business owner, the smallest of smallest businesses. 98% of small businesses have fewer than 20 employees. So why shouldn't we be targeting them? Small businesses are Main Street businesses that anchor our neighborhoods and help families build wealth. And so while the Biden-Harris administration has directed a whole lot more money to these small businesses in this round than in the prior round, these small businesses still often struggle more than larger businesses to even gather the paperwork necessary to get this money. So the 14-day exclusive application period will allow the lenders, the banks, all of the lenders, to focus on serving you, the smallest businesses. So this began on Wednesday, January 24th, and runs for 14 days, where this is the time for you to gather your paperwork, work with your lender, work with whomever is available to work with, to now apply. You have no competition with large businesses during this 14-day window. Hear me very clearly. You do not have competition with the larger businesses during this 14-day window. And the administration indicates that they will also make a sustained effort to work with the lenders and you small business owners to ensure that you take maximum advantage of this 2-week window. This is very, very important. So if you were even considering applying, hesitant about applying, the window is open for you. Do not hesitate. Do all that you can now to get to your lender and get going. You will need a tax return. Likely, I believe I'm not sure which year, 2019 should be appropriate because most people have not filed their 2020 tax return. We're not going to get into that level of detail, but if you file taxes, you surely will need those numbers in order to complete the application and do the calculation. The second thing that the administration has put in place and said here is that, once again, this is solely to help small businesses, the barbershops, beauticians, independent retailers, because you make up a significant majority of all businesses in this country. And so the administration want you to receive more financial support. Of these businesses of this size, 70% are owned by women and people of color. I mean, 70% of those without employees owned by women and people of color. However, because of the way the PPP loan was structured before, many of you were excluded from the last round because of how it was structured or was approved for the tiniest of dollars, as low as $1, because of how the PPP loans were calculated. So to address this, the administration will revise the loan calculation formula for you so that it will offer you more relief and it will establish a $1 billion set aside for businesses in this category. And this category, once again, are businesses without employees, located in low and moderate income areas, operating as sole proprietors, independent contractors, and self-employed. $1 billion set aside, modifying how the loan calculation will work is a huge deal. And what I can tell you is it seems as though, and this will be more information will be upcoming in the next week or so, but it seems as though in the previous rounds, you had to, on your Schedule C, you had to have a bottom line profit in order to get a loan. It's my understanding that you do not need a bottom line profit in order to get a loan in this 2-week period, in this round here, designated for you. Not just the 2-week period, but in PPP2. If you meet the threshold here and you operate as a, as we indicated, a small business, sole proprietor, independent contractor, you will not have to have a Schedule C profit in order to get a loan. It is my understanding that the administration will now utilize your gross receipts number, your total revenue number, somehow from your tax return to calculate your loan amount. That is a significant change. That is an opportunity for you who've just been, I mean, you want to keep your doors open. You want to be able to make it. Please do not pass down this opportunity. I want to also discuss a few other things that they have put in place or eliminated, some exclusions that were in place before. So the administration is eliminating some restrictions that were before. So currently, a business is ineligible for PPP if at least a 20% owner, basically you, has either an arrest or conviction for a felony relating to financial assistance fraud within the past 5 years. If you had such a thing, you were not eligible in the first round to apply for PPP or even up until Monday. If you also had any other felony within the previous year. In order to expand access to PPP, the Biden-Harris administration would eliminate the second restriction. Okay, so they're going to have some reforms where they're eliminating some of these restrictions unless the applicant or owner is incarcerated at the time of the application. So as you can see, they're doing what they can to make these funds more accessible by eliminating that restriction. Another restriction that was in place that they are about to eliminate relates to delinquency on federal student loans. Currently, the PPP is not available to any business who has a major owner that owns 20% or more of the business who is currently delinquent or has defaulted within the last 7 years on a federal debt, including student loans. So if you own a barbershop and you are delinquent on your student loan, you were unable to apply for PPP. Or if you had defaulted in the last 7 years, you were unable to apply for PPP. Well, millions of Americans are delinquent on student loans now, including a high number of Black borrowers. So working with the Departments of Treasury and Education, the administration has directed that the SBA remove this student loan delinquency restriction so that everybody, whether you have this delinquency or default, everybody can have access to the PPP. So a student loan debt, as an owner of a business, a student loan debt or default will no longer prohibit you from applying and getting PPP funds. That is a big deal. Another restriction that's been removed by the Biden-Harris administration relates to non-citizen small business owners. So the PPP statute indicates that all lawful U.S. residents may access the program, but there has not been clear guidance from the SBA in terms of consistency in accessing the program for ITIN holders, like green card holders, or those here on a visa. So the SBA, or the Small Business Administration, will address this unfair inconsistency by issuing clear guidance in the upcoming days that otherwise eligible applicants cannot be denied access to the PPP because they use ITINs to pay their taxes. So those are, you know, 4 to 5 changes that the Biden-Harris administration has taken and will continue to take to ensure that there is equal access for relief, equal access to these funds, so that every business owner can keep their doors open. So as we walk through those, and there's more to come that will be rolled out. So as we walk through those, I surely hope that those of you who are tuning in are ready to go. And so let's talk about, you know, just generally based off of PPP 1, what are some of the things that now that you know that you will for sure have access to PPP 2 and to get a loan? Now, once again, as a reminder, if you have not been on top of this at all, I want to go back to the basics around what PPP is, because I've used the words loan several times. I want to make sure that we are clear on what these funds are. These are funds that would, these are forgivable loans. Forgivable means that when you are given the funds, then you would be allowed to use those funds for operating your business. The primary purpose generally is for payrolls and non-payroll expenses. The idea is that you would utilize at least 60% of the funds for payroll related costs, including paying yourself, and 40% for non-payroll costs, and they are specific as to what they can be to qualify. And they are just mostly the general operating, but they are very specific as to what those non-payroll costs could be. So your question is, do you have to pay the loan back? Well, you have an opportunity to apply for forgiveness of the loan after you have utilized all of the funds properly for allowable costs. And those costs are generally what I've just described. If you use the funds for allowable expenses within the time frame allotted, and the time frame would be 24 weeks, which is a lot of time, it allow you 24 weeks to use the funds. If you do so, then you will apply, and it's a very, very, very quick online application. You will apply through your lender to be forgiven. If your application, once your application is reviewed, the SBA will notify you if you are forgiven. And what does that mean? You would not have to pay the funds back. So the intent is that these funds would end up being essentially a grant to your business. So the only condition, or the main condition, is that you would use the funds for eligible costs, and it's a wide category. So you need to be clear as to what those costs are, and those costs, I can tell you that the non-payroll costs would be things like rent for your facilities. They have expanded it out in this round as well. Things that were not eligible in the first round are now eligible in the second round. Utilities are included as well. And then, of course, there are all of the payroll costs, but they're far more than I am sharing out here. So I want you to know that. So if you are dispersed a $20,000 or $25,000 loan, that loan would be dispersed to your bank account at the bank that you applied through. And that's how that would be done. And then you would just utilize those funds on those eligible costs, keeping track of what you spent the funds on. Once you have completed spending the funds, you have a time. You don't have to the next week apply for forgiveness. There is a pretty lengthy time frame with which they will allow you to gather your paperwork, total everything up, do all that you need to do, and then apply for forgiveness. So when those funds first come to you, essentially those funds would be considered a liability or loan on your books. But at the time that the SBA notifies you that you've been forgiven, then it moves from being a debt or a liability, and it then becomes revenue or income on your books. So these are essentially forgivable loans. And I would say that over 99% of the forgiveness applications that's been submitted from the first round of PPP has been forgiven to the borrowers. So as you see that the SBA is forgiving these loans, predominantly all the loans submissions, the forgiveness submissions that have been sent in to the SBA. So you will need, in order to prepare yourself to apply, the first thing that you're going to need is your tax return, your tax returns. Now, since this is targeted to sole proprietors and self-employed and independent contractors, you'll need your 1040, if specifically your Schedule C. Your Schedule C is the business portion of your tax return. That is where your business profit and loss, that's where the information related to your business is. You're going to need that. And essentially, that's really all you're going to need. So once the new calculation has been determined by the administration first week in March at the latest, that will be widely announced. And keep your eyes peeled to the news, keep your eyes peeled to the SBA website, sba.gov. Make sure you are following and you're out there every day to get an update on the calculations, get an update on this rollout. You'll need your tax returns, and then you will need to immediately now contact your bank or a bank. It does not have to be the bank that you are banking with for your business. Any lending institutions, there are small banks that have done a phenomenal job in securing loans for their borrowers in PPP round one. So you do not have to, if you got a round one, you are certainly eligible for a round two. There are some requirements, but you're eligible if you have been impacted financially, your business has been impacted. So you can check out whether or not you're eligible in terms of a revenue reduction in your business in 2021 for one quarter. So two things. Contact your lending institution or a lending institution. If you did not apply or get a loan or get a loan in PPP 1, now it's time for you to go back because it is open and available truly for you now. Contact the bank, start gathering the information. They'll have it on their website. They'll have instructions. they will have that information along with SBA.gov, and pull out your tax return and get ready. So I'm very excited, as you can tell, about this opportunity for Black and Brown small businesses, all of you who have been struggling, who continue to struggle to get some relief in by way of these forgivable loans. Be encouraged. Hold your head up and know that you can do this. And do not let this opportunity pass you by. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and business and make it easy for you to understand.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Basic Money Matters show. Please visit our website at templemanagementconsulting.com. Be sure to tune in for the next episode of Basic Money Matters. Thanks again for joining us.